Proclamation number 4815 of 10th of January, 1950. Teachers must be taught by God Himself. Anyone who has the gift of hearing the word of God through the voice of the Spirit thereby gains knowledge which enables him to be active as a teacher of his fellow human beings, for he is taught by God Himself. Although he has not received any special school wisdom and will therefore rarely be recognized as a teacher, he will nevertheless be able to enlighten his fellow human beings, which teachers who have been educated through study are often unable to do, especially when deeper problems have to be solved which directly require the imparting of the truth from God. Furthermore, there are often disputes to be resolved which have given rise to divisions in the church and which will always remain an object of dispute. Only a person who has been taught by God is able to shed light on this, and everyone who seriously strives for truth must acknowledge the logic of the explanation on the part of the one who has been taught by God and declare it to be the only acceptable answer. And then the proof is given that the right answer can only be sought and found with God. No matter how diligently a person studies, he will not be able to acquire the wisdom he receives through instruction by the Spirit. But all too little attention is paid to them, all too little truth is examined or truth is striven for. Nevertheless, a servant taught by God must make use of his ability. He must also try to impart to his fellow human beings what he has received in knowledge. He must again and again contrast the spiritual results with the teachings of others. He must come forward with the truth wherever error can be recognized and draw people's attention to it and advise them to contact God through heartfelt prayer and approach Him for clarification in the disputed question. And he will always receive an answer, but it will be supplied to him in a completely natural way, so that he now has to let his will become active again in order to examine the commanded as well as the challenged knowledge. The servant taught by God is in possession of truth, which would be inconceivable otherwise, and he will be able to answer every question. He will be able to enlighten where there is still darkness, for his thinking is enlightened by God, and in a flash he becomes aware of every wrong teaching, every erroneous statement of faith, and just as quickly also the correction of that which, as error, exerts a poisoning influence on people. But anyone in possession of the pure truth due to God's great love and omnipotence will not hesitate to give it to his fellow human beings. And therefore a seeker will not need to search for long, and a bearer of truth will step into his path and instruct him. And well to those who listen to his voice, who accept what God Himself sends to them through His messengers, through His disciples, whom He Himself chooses to spread the gospel throughout the world. Amen.